BD214 Network podcast is for mature audiences only. Any videos, music, or entertainment not originating from DD214 Network is used and covered under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976, also known as fair use. Opinions expressed are our own and do not represent any DoD or U.S. government entities as a whole. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Viewer and listener discretion is advised. You are no longer alone now, because we have you.
Lo and behold, your kings are back today. First episode of the year. And we're 7 days in.
We already are 7 days. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
It is interesting.
Like, how that ended up kind of working out. Like
we are literally 7 days in, and we're in the first episode of the year. And it looks like every Sunday is literally going to match up.
That's crazy. Isn't it though? Isn't it? I mean, every few years, that's, you know, just by math and shit, and the circle of the earth around the sun, that kind of happens, you know, every few years. But yes, this year is one of those years. So I guess we're gonna get a chance to see, aren't we? How was your guys' New Year? How was the New Year?
Oh man, we watched Kill Tony. You know, we watched Kill Tony, and the second night was better than the first, like I said, and we had a good time, and that was it, man. That we dropped the ball with the kids and slept at like 3 or 4 a.m. Actually, right after the ball dropped, we ended up playing some video games, and then, you know, then we went to sleep. But okay. It was a great night. Simple night, very fun, very quick.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, I drank way more than I fucking probably should have. By the time the ball dropped on...
Surprise, not surprised, freaking like...
Yeah, I know. This is a common fucking thread with me towards the end of the year, apparently. By the time the ball dropped, I was 324 packs of Ultras and a fifth of bourbon down. So...
Jesus Christ, Joe, your fucking liver. I can see your liver fucking swelling from here, dude. Like, stop. Slow down, bro. We love you.
I don't do that all the time, though. That's the thing. It's like it's one of those things like New Year's, I drink a shit ton. Fucking Memorial Day, I drink a shit ton. Labor Day, I drink a shit ton. Then it's evenly distributed the rest of the year. I mean, but the thing is, I was able to walk a fucking straight line. I didn't have to drive anywhere. I was in my fucking complex. I walked home, but... Because, I mean, if I got pulled, I'd have passed the field sobriety test, all the fucking physical things.
But if you blew...
The second they hit me with the fucking breathalyzer...
It'd be like...
If I got hit with a breathalyzer, I'd have blown like a fucking 3.89 or some stupid shit. So, you know, there was no reason for me to drive. I didn't need to drive. I wouldn't have driven.
Yeah, we have all definitely been there. You are not alone. You are not alone. Ours here was pretty tame, but I gotta say, I love, like, for a myriad of reasons. I love my city, right? I love Kansas City, dude. When New Year's hit, dude, it sounded like the fucking Gaza Strip, dude. I cannot get enough of fucking Kansas. I can't get enough.
Oh,
can't fuck. Get enough.
Not the Gaza Strip, damn.
Bro, you guys know, but I live in Independence, but we're less than a mile from Kansas City proper. But Independence yeah. is kind of its own little place, and it's a very special place in space and time. And it, people get wild out here, dude. People get wild, and it's fucking it's pretty cool.
Major city, one of the biggest cities in the United States,
dude. And it's on the come up, man. It's on the come up. I think last year they were like we're like number three in like people moving here. Like you know, like more people are moving here. We're yeah. like number. We're like this city is like number three, and like
and wait, you guys are about to get the World Cup, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. World Cup in 26, and there's something coming this year. Something is happening this year.
Yeah, something was happening this year too.
Something was happening this year too, and yeah, we do like Kansas City's on the fucking map now. This ain't flyover country anymore, homies. Fucking y'all come see us. We fucking love you, dude. We'd fucking be glad to have you. Beer and barbecue for fucking days, homies. Beer and fucking barbecue.
All right, so they say that the Big 12 men's and women's basketball championships are happening there. Planet Comic-Con is happening there this year.
Yeah. They just announced something. Like, I'm blacking out on it, but it...
The Snake Saturday Parade, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Film Fest International, Fountain Day.
Yeah, this is the city of fountains, homie. This is the Parish of the Plains.
Yeah, you want to know something? I was actually watching. Speaking of Kansas City, I was watching Kill Tony, and this dude who was on the show was wearing a Worlds of Fun T-shirt.
No fucking way!
I swear to God, and it was like I noticed it, and it was like the first thing, and like no one said, no one asked about it, but he had said he was like, "Yeah, I worked at Worlds of Fun, and I got fired, and now I live here in Austin, Texas." I was just like, "Oh shit!"
Hilarious.
And he was a Kansas City person, but yeah, Kansas City is the place to be, guys.
John, we missed our date when you were out here. We missed our date at Worlds of Fun. So I'm gonna get your ass on the fucking mama, dude. I don't know.
You closed.
You are getting on the Mamba this year.
I'm breaking the leg.
You're gonna do it. You can do it with me. When your friendly neighborhood Jay is there, you have nothing to fear. You are going to do it with me, and I'm going to get you on that fucking
roller coaster. So I haven't been on a roller coaster with my wife before, so it would be unfair.
I'll sit directly behind you.
I'm not. I cannot do it. I had an argument with somebody a couple days ago. They were just like, "You're going to a wrestling show," and I was like, "I'm not going to a wrestling show." And now I'm being told I got to go on the roller coaster. What's next? Am I going to have to go skydiving with Squillini now?
No.
So, that's actually after the roller coaster. Then we're going to go skydiving. Here's the fun thing, John. Because I'm a federally certified fucking instructor. You get to do the tandem jump attached to the front of me.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'm in control of your entire fucking life for a solid fucking 5 minutes.
Well, guess Jay's fucking going to be flying solo soon.
Listen, I've only had one unsuccessful jump, and it's still, I classify it as successful because I'm still living. So
what little small thing classifies as an unsuccessful jump? Like what malfunction?
Like any shoot malfunction, like the motherfucker just not working in general. Classifies as a, I mean,
yeah, it is. That would be. You don't necessarily have to die. You don't necessarily have to die.
It can like, be. It is literally considered a unsuccessful jump if your main chute does not deploy.
No shit.
If you have to use your reserve, your backup, that is still considered an unsuccessful jump, even though a chute did deploy during the jump.
How about that?
Interesting.
Cash me in the sky. How about that?
God damn it, Jay. I thought we were done with the fucking how about that, girl.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no, dude. Like, that little bad attitude broad, dude, like, found a way to become successful on her own. And, like, you know what? Like, can't talk shit. It's really...
She went from so many fucking problems at such a young age to... I mean, and she's you know,
whatever,
it is.
She's doing whatever the fuck she wants now. And you know what? I mean, I'll tell you what. I'm mad at her mother more than anything, just for fucking putting her on fucking Dr. Phil. Just for fucking putting her on Dr. Phil at such a young age. I don't care fucking what her problems were at that age in life. I'd rather have a chat with her mother. You know, more than whatever she's doing now, dude. Like, more power to her. Freaking, you get some girl, dude. And you know, if I see you, darling, after you turn 21, I'll buy you a fucking beer. All right?
Are you guys familiar with the comedian Adam Ray?
Who's that?
No.
I'm pretty sure he's like an East Coast comedian, very funny guy, but he does a character bit as Dr. Phil, and it's fucking hilarious. He does like, he's got the bald head and all that stuff, but Dr. Phil told him that if he would commit, he would actually shave his head.
Well, you know what's funny is do you remember fucking bum fights?
Of course. Yeah. I used to watch that shit all the time.
The creator of bum fights went on fucking Dr. Phil. And first off, let me clarify too. The creator of bum fights.
I remember that episode of Dr. Phil.
I remember this episode, yeah.
The creator of bum fights is not exactly a good person. So I do not want people to fucking get me twisted here, okay? He's not exactly a good person.
But yeah, because he went on Dr. Phil dressed as fucking Dr. Phil.
Dressed as Dr. Phil, yeah. And Dr. Phil kicked him off. And he kicked him off because he couldn't fucking handle looking in the fucking mirror. Like, the dude who basically exploited people on the streets, you know, and got them to fight each other, mm-hmm. fucking dressed up as the guy who exploits people on fucking live on television.
Oh,
you know?
He's a bad, bad person. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. But Dr. Phil doesn't like looking in the mirror, does he? Dr. Phil can't even stand looking at himself. So who made who? You guys like AC/DC? Yeah. Who made you? Yeah, that one. And also a song about machines, John. Also a song about machines. Who made who?
He's a bad dude. I didn't realize how bad of a dude he was. And I'm just
Which one, like, Dr. Phil or Bum Fights?
Bum Fights guy.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of a piece of shit, dude. He's kind of a piece of shit.
Kind of? Yeah. We're not drawing the line here. He's a piece of shit.
But Dr. Phil sure as shit didn't like the cut of his jib when he fucking dressed up as him, right? So that says a lot. That says a lot about Dr. Phil. So what are you guys doing this week? What are you guys going to do this week? We're in the technically the first week of the new year, but what are you guys doing?
So are we going this next week coming up or this past week that's already passed? Like,
let's start with the second
which route one. Do we want to go with this?
The latter.
Yeah. So this past week.
What'd you do this past week, and what are you going to be doing this week coming up?
So this past week, I definitely spent way more money than I fucking should have because I had some home improvement projects that needed to be done, a few things that needed to be done with the office itself also. So for those that have been watching the show for a while now, back in August, you've heard us randomly talk about the fucking crack house next door to my apartment several times since then. Moved into a townhouse.
Not like how. It was like... your fucking house was poisoned. Like, yeah. Fucking hell, bro. Like, what is wrong with people? What the fuck is actually wrong with people?
So moved into the townhouse, and with moving into the townhouse, my office now is upstairs. It's gets a lot hotter than it was back in the old our old apartment. So luckily, because it's winter time, fucking window units are on fucking sale for cheap. I was able to fucking pick up a $500 fucking window unit for $150.
Oh, hell yeah.
So finally got that because I've been talking about needing to get one since we moved in here. Because with all of the fucking gear I have in my office, I mean, what, 3 desks? I've got one for my full-time job. I've got my podcasting and video editing desk that I'm at right now. And then I've got my gaming desk that's behind me. So got that installed. Did a little home improvement project out in my living room, installed a in-wall kit to put an outlet behind my TV that's mounted on the wall in our living room and run all my HDMI cables and shit through the walls. So that way it looks a lot fucking nicer and it doesn't look a hot mess with, you know, spaghetti fucking noodles hanging down the fucking wall.
Yeah.
Then I got for Christmas, I got a couple new, like, some new artwork and shit to put up in the office. Got all that hung up. I think Jay's favorite so far has been, and I'm going to share this out on the.
Please do. You know, because you know it is. Please do.
Let me to get back to it.
Whatever you do, whatever you do, take your time though.
Go fuck yourself. So I got this hanging up right behind my work desk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And there was a little hidden meaning behind it. We're not going to go fully into that one's hidden meaning. But I did that, got some more artwork hung up behind this desk, some new Star Wars shit.
What's the shit in orange? What is that? Is that Mandalorian?
So that's yeah, that's Mando. So it's Ahsoka, Bo-Katan, Mando, and Grogu, Boba, and then Finnick. So I got, you know, some Star Wars shit up over there. I finally got all of my fucking sound dampening panels hung up. And I've got another order. I placed another order for another box of those fucking panels to help with some of the noise reduction in the office. Just some shit like that. I ordered a new fucking desk chair because since I do work from home and content, having a decent quality fucking chair is important. And the chair that I have now was like $100 fucking special on sale 2 years ago. So time to finally upgrade. Spent like $700 after shipping on a fucking office chair. But again, I'm looking at...
How does it sit, Joe? So, but how does it sit?
Well, I haven't gotten it yet. It'll be here tomorrow. One of the guys at work, one of the other managers at work, it's a Secret Lab chair, which is one of the big names in gaming for like office chairs and shit like that.
They're really nice. They're very,
they have really good fucking reviews. Like everybody likes them. They're really comfortable, ergonomic, great. They provide great posture when you're sitting in them. And with that company, they have three different tiers for their chairs. So that way, no matter how big or small you are, there's an option. Mm-hmm. So I ended up just buying their fucking biggest model, which is the most expensive, the XL, which is for like people from 5'10 up to 6'7", supports up to 395 pounds kind of thing, just to make sure. Because, and I spent the money because quality over fucking anything. Yeah. Like the my buddy at work, the other manager that has one, he just got his second ever Secret Labs chair. And the first one he bought it like 8 years ago and it's still in use in his house. He upgraded and got the newer model and gave his 12-year-old his old one. So the way I look at it is $700. If it's going to last me at least 8 years, that's more than fucking worth it. That's $100 a year. What, like $10, if not less, a month for the fucking chair. So, but yeah, no, I mean, that's pretty much that for me. Like I did some little home improvement projects, trying to get some shit in order. We went out and bought a fucking dining room table set yesterday, finally, because that was the last piece of furniture we were missing in the entire fucking house. So I mean, did that, got, ended up having to wipe the fucking gaming PC completely. I went to go fucking stream on Wednesday to one of the supporter communities that's a supporter of DD214, Basement Gameworks. You know, I stream for them usually on Wednesdays, went to stream for them, and my fucking shit was so foobarred that it was just easier to fucking hit the wipe button, completely clean wipe, and reinstall fucking my whole operating system and everything on my gaming rig and set everything back up from scratch. Really? It was more audio, and I spent about 2 hours trying to figure everything out. And I typically once a year do a clean wipe because I have backups of all my data. So like usually at the beginning of the year, I try to do a wipe
outside my wheelhouse, but that sounds either A, excessive, or B, extreme, but you're the tech guy, and that's probably why you're the tech guy, and I am fucking not.
So I mean, when you're using a computer for just like browsing the internet, checking email, very basic shit, wiping your computer once a year is a bit extreme. For me, because of what I do with my computers, it's a necessary evil. It sucks when I have to do it. Luckily, like, all of my software and shit's backed up, so it's real quick to get everything back up and running. And then I keep all the, like, nonsense files. Like, I have external hard drives. I have an entire fucking tote of them in my closet with year labels on them. And it's all the data from the past year. And then I clean slate it and start the new year with a fucking fresh wipe and have a new fucking hard drive plugged in, external drive plugged in to back up everything and go from there.
What are you going to do this week?
This week? Ah, fuck.
Or do you even know yet?
I have no fucking clue. I mean, a majority of my plans this week outside of work is going to be fucking sitting down and fucking trying to clear some of my damn video game backlog out finally. So, you know, I got the PS5 for Christmas. I 100%ed fucking Spider-Man 2.
Already?
All trophies and everything I've already got. In 2 weeks.
See, this is why you guys are like actual gamers versus me, the fucking casual over here. Still playing Red Dead just fucking to fuck around. You know what I mean? Like,
I still play Red Dead.
Yeah, I mean, I've got games that I go back to all the fucking time. Red Dead Redemption 2 is one of them. Like, I'll just randomly go into it and fuck around.
Dang it, Bobby.
But I think in total for that, I think it was like 48 hours to 100% complete it.
I got nothing.
With all the fucking trophies.
Yeah, dude, like Christmas was fucking 2 weeks ago, dude. I got nothing. You literally put two days worth of time and 100%ed a game less than 2 weeks fucking after you started it. Like, and it's one of the new generation game. It's a new generation game. Hats off. Like,
I'm going to sit down and I want to sit down and buckle down and finish the first God of War, the one that came out on the PS4, since I've now got Ragnarok for the PS5. So that way I can jump into Ragnarok and not have to fucking be like, oh, what the, and it ruin anything for what happened at the end of the other one. Right. I'm like 50% of the way through the first God of War for current gen. So that's kind of my goal this week's to finish that. I've got a couple videos that have been sitting on the back burner to get up onto my YouTube channel and shit. So got to fucking finish getting those crunched out. I fully finished the recording for the other podcast I'm started up. That John gave me, Flag for Removal. Finally got that first recording done and the file got corrupted. So now I have to completely re-record that entire fucking episode.
Ah, welcome to the world of podcasting.
So that's going to be my fucking week. I realistically, I'm like 4 weeks past what my expected first posting of the first episode of the new format for Flag for Removal was going to be. But shit happens. Life gets in the way. The holidays came around real quick in the middle of me trying to get that fucking knocked out. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Fucking A. John, what'd you do this week?
I recorded a fuck ton of podcasts.
I want to hear about this. We were talking before the show just momentarily, but I got to hear this.
Without giving out spoilers, tomorrow Clean and Friends comes out with special guest Dabs. That's a nice little lighthearted conversation. On Tuesdays, Bong Rips and Video Games, and we have a guest, the only JM. And then on Wednesday, The Artificial Mind is coming out. You know, and then so on and so forth. So
stuff you've now pre-recorded. That's correct. Yeah, yes. You've already pre-recorded a shitload of stuff.
Yep. So once we're done here, I am going to be uploading Clean and Friends, and then tomorrow I'm going to be uploading, you know, so on and so forth. You know, go with the whole process. So I've just been recording, looking at new things. Looking at new things to test for this podcast, especially. I'm just fucking finding new ways, like Melon themselves, or Talk Studio is what they're called now. They got a new feature that's going to help me edit a lot better. where our voices will be separated through tracks.
Sure.
And, you know, let's say there's one minuscule thing, like an or a what, or a huh, or whatever, I could take it out. You know, so that's pretty cool. But I, one of the cool things I did is that I played a new game. I haven't played a new game in a while, but I played a new one called Killer Frequency.
Killer Frequency?
Yeah.
What's it about? What's it about?
So you are a radio DJ in 1987, a washed up radio DJ that got brought. Yeah. So you're from Chicago, but I guess there's no backstory of your character, but you start off in this.
Do they play music? Do they play music in the game?
Yeah, you have to play the music yourself.
For what fucking platform is this on?
I'll tell you right now, I'm playing it on PC. They have a VR version, which I slightly regret not getting.
Really? Like, what would it be like on an Oculus?
Killer Frequency is on Xbox.
I've got to fuck. Oh, dude, when I get my, I got the internet hooked up in my house. But dude, when I get my, I'm getting ready to hook up my Xbox so we can have like TV and stuff. Like I got, like Netflix and shit's on there. I'm gonna get the Game Pass again, and I need to fucking get that fucking game.
Yeah, so like, I don't know. It's not on Game Pass, maybe, but I
But if it's on Xbox, I can get it. Tell me more. You got my attention. Like now, you have my curiosity.
So the year is 1987, and you're a radio DJ. No backstory, much just that you're from Chicago, and you're a famous radio DJ that got washed up and ended up in this dingy radio station for whatever reason. And so
dingy,
whatever.
I love you.
Same shit. I love you too, man. And so you go into the game and you know, you play music. Now it's in-game music, obviously. I'm sure that eventually that'll expand in a sequel, but you have to grab the records, move the disc, press buttons, play the commercials and all that stuff. And, you know, you're getting the tutorial. But then the real story comes in that there's a killer on the loose named the Whistling Man. And, yeah. So the Whistling Man has killed all the police.
Dope. And
the police officer calls the radio station and is like, I'm going to patch all the 911 calls to the radio station. Can you take care of this while I'm on my way to the station? So you're just like, oh shit, this is getting interesting. So
the shit just got real.
So there's people calling, right? Uh-huh. And I wish it was a co-op game because it serves so good as a co-op because it's a murder mystery. Someone calls in, they're just like, why am I calling the radio station? And you explain like, oh yeah, the police are on their way. The one officer that survived is on his way over here. And then you hear the whistling and you have to. So let's say there's one where there's a person inside of a maze. You have to go around the studio, look for a map of the maze. That is, you know, maybe there's a story. Maybe so a coworker was going to go to that same maze and left the map on their desk. Mm-hmm. You grab it and you have to guide the person on the phone to survive.
Dope.
So guess how many people have survived in my playthrough?
Zero.
One.
Yeah. Close enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So Virginia's the only one that survived. Jay.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, okay?
That's what I'm saying, too. Like, so in other words, John's got to fucking replay this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's fucking dying. It's super fucking exciting because, like, you're getting the phone calls and you have the producer on the other side of the window and you're just like, I'm not going to take the call. I'm just going to fucking play music. And then she'll be like, you have to take the call. Take the call. But great game. Great concept. I want to see this game expanded to a sequel, but I highly suggest people to play it. I did not think I was going to enjoy playing like a little horror mystery game. Graphics are cool. The features are cool. Oh, and the best part of the game.
The music.
Paper basketball. You could shoot crumbled paper into a basketball from your desk while the music is playing, and you could just pick it up and just
Kobe.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know. Yeah, Kobe's gone. Kobe's gone. But, yeah, I mean, and then for the rest of the week, it's just going to be gaming and editing and recording.
And releasing.
Yes.
Lots of releasing, right?
Like, yes.
Shit, shower, and shaving.
John's gonna get a lot of release this week.
Yeah. Oh, and I also updated the Clean Sanchez Media website to say under construction, and there's links for all the podcasts there below. Big goal for this year: 10 podcasts. We are looking to do 10 podcasts this year, and this time, no one's getting a show for free, so you better pay up, motherfuckers.
Don't fuck with John. Dude, do not fuck with John. I will fucking come out to New Jersey.
I'm not. No one gets free shows anymore. No one's getting a free broadcast. All the shows on Clean Sanchez Media, we're good.
Just don't. I'll turn New Jersey into the fucking Gaza Strip, dude. Like, yeah, do not fuck with John.
So it's $30,000. It's $30,000 for 1 hour session.
There you go.
Contact me at cleansanchezmedia@gmail.com. I will take a $15,000 down payment, you know, for security and all that stuff. But yeah.
I like the cut of your jib, John. I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah. But yeah, that was the week, man. It's pretty simple. You know, we're gonna be hanging out. My wife is super sick right now, so we're gonna be eating soup and playing Fallout and playing Red Dead, and yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'm happy for you, dude. Have I told you lately that I love you?
I love you too. I'm literally in the best version of my life right now, and I couldn't be more happier.
Isn't it funny how that happens sometimes?
It's like, great. It's crazy. And you know, I'm watching For All Mankind, but now we're coming into the slow season of TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
We got to finish Bass Reeves. Bass Reeves was fucking good.
I have not seen that yet. Is it? Did they do a good job?
Oh, they did a really good job.
Because I finally started watching Invincible.
You watched 1883, right?
Oh yeah.
So like, if you put those two side by side, like Bass Reeves is still pretty fucking good.
Oh hell yeah.
Okay, I gotta check.
I'm
love westerns. You know, I love westerns, bro. Like,
Are you excited for Kevin Costner's new western, Horizon?
What was that one supposed to be about? Remind me again.
It's the four film movie about the Western expansion, 15 years before the Civil War, and then 15 years after.
Yes, I am. Oh yes.
And you saw Invincible, Scolini? You finally finished
it? So I've started watching it. I'm only like four episodes in on the first season.
Thank God.
What do you think, dude? What do you think?
Holy fuck.
Do you like that whole scene where the fucking alternate version of the Justice League just gets absolutely splattered by Omni-Man?
It's the first thing that happens in the show. Like, it's like, oh.
This is what would happen if Superman was a fucking asshole. You know what I mean?
It's definitely fucking a great like adult take on fucking either way you want to look at it. Like literally they're carbon copies of fucking Justice League members. However, I mean, it's an adult version of fucking the Justice League or the Avengers. Either way you want to look at it. It's literally a more adult
orientation of both. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking good so far. I'm watching it at night. Like the missus is laying in bed with her fucking headphones on, watching YouTube videos on her phone. And I've got it playing on the TV in the bedroom as I'm, you know, waiting for fucking my damn melatonin and nighttime fucking medicine to kick in so I can go to sleep. I'm watching about an episode a night. I started it like Tuesday or something, around there. But I mean, I've been enjoying it.
Good.
J.K. Simmons.
I took y'all suggestions. Y'all said I needed to fucking watch it, so I'm watching it.
That one's kind of like a can't miss. Like you kind of just have if you are a comic book fan, red or blue, fucking DC or Marvel, irrelevant. You need to see Invincible. You need to watch Invincible.
And with how much I enjoy The Boys. and even Gen V, which was the spinoff show from The Boys, you know, with how much I like those, and those are live action, fucking adult oriented versions of what if superheroes weren't really heroes, so to speak.
What would you have preferred, live action?
Yeah.
What would you prefer live action, though? The Boys or Invincible?
I would really like to see them do a live action version of Invincible at this point. With just being four episodes in,
that would be
like a live action version of it. And the thing is, Amazon owns both. So it's not going to fucking happen. Because you got to think, Amazon owns both. They're going to keep one live action, one animated.
They're not going to.
So that way there's no competition between the two.
Because that's what we were saying last week too, how like, it's like, if Invincible was live action, The Boys would have never existed live action. Yeah. You know, it's like, well, which one is it going to be? And I guess
what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And then also another show that I've been watching, you know, it's the second season of it, Reacher, which is on Amazon also.
Really are good. I still haven't made it to that one yet. Are you still enjoying it?
Yeah. So the first season, really fucking good. Six episodes into the second season, I think there's one or two more episodes left that are going to be coming out. And second season's really good also. I mean, the thing is, it's action-packed, and it's more true to the fucking books than any of the fucking Reacher movies we've gotten in the past.
Nice. I like that. I like that a lot.
So
That's on Amazon too, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, you know, the other side of it that I enjoy is like Reacher and his old army unit were all CID and MPs and shit.
Yeah,
and me being an MP, it's like, we finally got a fucking show, guys.
He was an MP.
I love you, Joe.
Yourself, Jay.
I love you, Joe.
I at least got to ride in vehicles and didn't have to walk everywhere.
I had fun walking, thank you.
He's like, I enjoyed it. Oh man, I'm trying to think because I was looking through the military.com website, and I was just like, there were so many. It's all sexual harassment. Like it's gotten crazy. We just start the year.
Not fucking surprised.
You know, it's crazy. But I do want to ask you on like a podcast and entertainment level. Have you watched any of the clips or heard of anything from the Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp podcast that came out?
I've seen a lot of fucking articles. I haven't watched anything yet.
Yeah, I mean, taking away the entertainment side of it, it's a great interview.
when he made his comment about Joe Rogan, like what were you thinking, John?
You know,
I know what I was thinking, but like, what were you thinking?
You know, I side with everything that Cat Williams says. I have been a fan of his. What's he on? He's on Mensa. He's on the Mensa thing. He's got like his fucking IQ is fucking through the roof. I've always sided with him because he talks a lot of truth. And, you know, everything that he said, I'm at a point that, not, you know, even about Joe Rogan, I'm just like, you know.
Everybody made it sound like it was such a fucking diss on Joe Rogan. And the fucking reality is like, no, that's just how it kind of fucking is. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how it fucking is. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what the fuck happened in the last 10 years to Rogan's podcast, dude, but it's gotten really stale. It's gotten really lame, and he pushes a lot of fucking dumb and lame shit. So it's kind of like,
it's gotten stale and lame because he hasn't changed anything. It's the same fucking show week in and week out. It's just a different guest person on there with him.
Well, and he fucking,
and then he's pushing, you know, like,
what did he say?
He says, I love Cat. He's one of my favorite comics, and I'd love to have him on. We talk about him all the time. If he's down, I'll make it happen.
Did he juggle the balls too while he swallowed the shaft?
No, like, there was no. It was just an answer. Like, I'd love to have him on. That was it. Yeah, you know?
That ain't That's what I'm saying, dude. Like Cat Williams just straight out called him out, and Joe Rogan had no response. That's a non-response. Nah. That's a non-response.
Yeah. All he said was that he loves Cat, and I mean,
yeah.
Cat Williams has got some of the greatest fucking specials that are out there, you know. And this whole thing is actually it's funny. It's eye-opening, and at the same time, it's like, oh, well, that makes sense. You know, especially what he said about Ricky Smiley and Tyler Perry, how they play good women because they can't play good men.
Fucking, I don't know. There are a few specific Joe Rogan podcasts that I will listen to occasionally.
Same here, yeah.
Specifically because of like who he had on and like the conversations. But we're talking like very like random people, like Sebastian Younger, who happens to be one of my favorite authors, and he made Restrepo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been on Joe Rogan a few times. I'll go back and listen to those occasionally. Those are fucking years ago, dude.
Yeah.
Like all he has on now are fucking washed up has been fucks that are all fucking just like circular logic and fucking.
He's been doing it a long time, but he's just not the best anymore.
Call a spade a spade, dude. He fucking sucks. A lot of his guests fucking suck. And Cat Williams wasn't wrong. All the comedians he pushes are fucking nobodies, and they're not funny. They're not fucking funny. Joe Rogan's not the
last.
Funny.
I like Rogan the last funny. Rogan. The last Rogan podcast I listened to was when Neil deGrasse Tyson was on there.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah, and I won't watch his podcast, but like I'll watch something that he's on because he's funny on other people's shows. You know,
he made it as a commentator for a reason.
Yeah,
it's not that he's not funny; it's that he sucks at stand-up.
Yeah, and look, he's not like right now. I think one of the best podcasters right now, Daniel Tosh. He just started a podcast.
I can see that.
He's doing amazing. His show is amazing. That. You know, Joe Rogan is good, but it's just I feel like a lot of his shows have become too argumentative, and it's always trying to prove a point of something. But
it's stale. It's just stale. Call a spade a spade, dude.
And there's so many different good. I mean, you got Alex Friedman's podcast, which is fucking dope, and he has different types of guests on. You got, I mean. Logan Paul's podcast used to be great.
You know, John and Joe too. Both of you know me. Like, I'll just fucking call it how I see it, dude. And you guys do a lot more gaming. You do a lot more media and entertainment related stuff. You listen to way more podcasts than I probably ever will.
I love podcasts. I love it.
But I know when something is good. You guys both know. I know when something's good. And if it's not, I'm very, very quick to immediately fucking grab my hard dick and fucking swing it in somebody's fucking direction.
I'm going to send you something to watch today, and I want you to tell me if it's good or not.
Say it again. Which one, John?
I'm going to send you an episode of Bad Friends, and you're going to let me know if it's good or not.
Yes, sir. Too fucking easy, dude.
Like, what you got, too fucking easy.
I mean, two of the podcasts I've been listening to here lately are actually Michael Rosenbaum, who played Lex Luthor in Inside of You and his show that he does with Tom Welling, Talkville. Yeah. I've been watching both of those. And that's more the nerd side of me. And with Talkville, what I like is the way they formatted that is they've been going through and watching each episode of Smallville weekly and then discussing it on a podcast and talking about shit from like behind the scenes and stuff. And it's really interesting. So Jensen Ackles, who plays Soldier Boy in The Boys, who played Dean in fucking Supernatural, he was the football coach in Smallville, I think in like what, the first season, second season, some shit like that. Jensen Ackles initially auditioned to play the role of Clark Kent for Smallville.
Yeah. A big thing,
but I mean those are the types of podcasts I watch, shit like that, stuff where it's, you know, more on the pop culture side. I don't watch a lot of podcasts for comedy or even tech, really.
I'm an all around
just because
guy.
I'm so I'm so deep in the fucking tech world myself anyways. I don't need to watch podcasts to know what the latest news is.
Yeah, I'm all around. I like comedy, like with bad friends. I like my Fallout podcast. I like my comedy podcast. I love comedy podcasts. They're great, but I also love my interview podcast and stuff like that. So I'm pretty much all around when it comes. I listen to any type of podcast that if it sounds good, you know what I mean?
I also do go back and like on a weekly basis, I'll just randomly do like a roulette wheel and put like episode one through where we're currently at for this show. I'll do a wheel or a random number generator.
Just not the Russian kind.
Yeah. Just not the Russian kind.
You can play roulette all you want, just not the Russian kind, okay?
But yes, I get it, Jay. Fuck. But like I'll do like a random number generator or a fucking like wheel spin picker thing and do our episode numbers and just have it choose a random episode for me to go back and watch and listen to for this show, just to see, you know, see if I can find anything interesting from a past episode, anything that is fucking comedy gold, anything we did right that might have caused us to get a shit ton of fucking views, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love podcasts and what I mean, but it just goes to show I've always been a fan of radio too.
Same.
I love old school radio.
That's why that game you were talking about really fucking like, I was like, do you remember that we've talked about on this podcast several times, fucking Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Like where he goes around and he has like his own like little pirate radio station. Like,
yep,
bro. Like, what have we been doing on DD214, dude, for like three fucking years, John? Pirate radio, dude. Whatever the fuck we want is the answer to that question. Like, that's fucking. I dig it, John. I dig it. I'm right there with you, dude. I'm right there with you. Dude.
It's our time, man.
Our time. You know, our fucking.
Not our, like Toys R Us. No, but yeah, man. I mean, you know, growing up listening to guys like Andy Cohen and Howard Stern and,
yeah,
you know, Opie and Anthony, you know, I'm not going to discredit them either. You know,
there were plenty of people who walked so that we could run. There were plenty of people that walked so that we could run. And yeah, especially growing up on the East Coast, you were exposed to all of it. Out in fucking bumfuck Tucson, Arizona, dude, like I barely got Howard Stern, like, when I was in my teens.
You guys probably, like, didn't even start getting Stern until Sirius XM.
Phoenix had Stern for a long time.
Tucson did not. No shit. So you had to live in Phoenix in order to listen to Stern.
And I had lived in Tucson. That is correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I didn't get.
I remember growing up and Dad watched Stern on fucking TV because we were the only house in the neighborhood with fucking satellite TV growing up. And it was back when
lucky
the
bastard, were those, you lucky bastard.
And it was when the fucking satellite dishes were about as big as a fucking
house,
small car.
Yeah.
I remember them.
And, you know, I remember many a nights fucking staying up with Dad on the weekends watching fucking Stern on TV.
So, funny story, there was a lady soldier that I was in the same brigade with and friends with. I'm still friends with to this day. She appeared on Howard Stern once.
No shit.
Swear to God. No names, no name dropping, no fucking none of that shit, but she totally appeared on Howard Stern before she entered service. Swear to God. Like, damn. It's fucking, some people walk so we can run, homies. Some people walk so we can run. Yeah. Much love. Fucking love, dude. So,
you know, the radio world is nice, man, and it's nice. Podcasting is that it's all nice. It's all nice. It's fun. We just talk to a fucking mic and we flap our fucking gums for 90 minutes of fucking.
And we laugh. We laugh. And it's fun. It's fun.
It's fun because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what someone is going to say. Yeah. You don't know if someone's going to be like,
I don't want milk.
You know, like, It just is what the fuck it is, man. It just really is what it is.
Yeah.
So, God, I love you guys. You have no idea.
Oh, hell yeah, man. We love you too, man.
What?
Joe, who are the Cowboys playing today?
Oh.
We play the Commanders.
Is Dak starting?
I believe so.
You have to start him. You're playing for seeding, aren't you?
So literally, if we win, no matter what, if we win, even if the Eagles win, we keep number two seed. The only way the Eagles take the spot from us is we lose and they win.
So you have to. So Dak,
as long as we win, we take the spot. No matter what, Eagles win, Eagles lose, we still take it. So we have to. We don't have a fucking choice. We have to have the fucking starting lineup.
Yeah, because we can't
give anybody a fucking break right now. Because here's the thing. Right now, we're number two. Yeah. Right now, we're the number two seed, which means we get home field in that first week of the playoffs.
Is there any way you can be number one, or do the 49ers have the one seed?
49ers block? Have fucking taken that fucking seat. There's no taking that from the Niners. They have 100% clinched the conference. So right now for the NFC, the Lions have clinched their division. The Rams have gotten wild card. Eagles and Cowboys have clinched wild card. Today's game determines who takes the NFC East, who takes our division. And it's between the Buccaneers and the Saints. If the Saints win and the Bucs lose, if by some off chance the fucking Panthers beat the Buccaneers today and the Saints win, the Saints take the NFC South. If the Bucs do win, kind of like for us with the Eagles, as long as the Bucs win, even if the Saints win, they'll take the South.
Okay.
Because right now the Bucs and the Saints are both 8-8. The Saints beat the Buccaneers last week, which took the Buccaneers from 8-7 to 8-8, and took the Saints from 7-8 to 8-8. So, you know, that's kept them tied. Because literally the Eagles losing to the Cardinals last week pretty much sealed their fate going into this last weekend of the fucking season. Because I'm not sure if you've paid much attention to the Commanders this season, Jay.
No, slept on them the whole fucking time. Slept on them the whole week. Here in Kansas City, we've been having difficulties this year. So I've slept on several teams. I've slept on several.
So,
by the way, the game last night was actually really good. I thought the Texans and the fucking Colts was going to be like a fucking terrible game. That turned into a really good game. Like they both were fighting, and it turned into a really good game.
Yeah. So I mean, the thing is, the Cowboys and Commanders and the Eagles and Giants are on at the same time, so I'm going to be flipping back and forth between both because I need to
fucking. You have like 15 fucking screens behind you. Why can't you watch both? Just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
like
true. I could just pull both up because I've got enough fucking TVs and screens to fucking. I could pull up every fucking game at 4:25 today if I wanted to. But I mean, I've got to pay close attention. My only concern is our record away going into the Commanders. But if I go back in the season for the Cowboys and I look, when we played the Commanders on Thanksgiving, we beat them 45-10. Now, granted, we were at home.
I don't think that's going to happen today. That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about.
But here's the thing.
I think you guys are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be 45-10.
No. Because the thing is, so let me look at the last couple weeks.
Well, and what's the weather? What's the weather in fucking D.C. right now?
42 and sunny.
That's not too bad. That's good football weather. So, that's good fucking football weather right there.
So the thing is, like, right now, what we're looking at with the Commanders is they're on a 7-game losing streak. So the last game they won was November 5th.
Oh, shit.
It's been 2 months since they've won a fucking game.
That's not good.
Yeah, but that also means they're due and any given Sunday. And if they get a chance to fucking knock the Cowboys down a peg or two, it gives them that much more fucking incentive.
Yeah.
Like that's the actual problem with that. They're due. Now they're due. And it's the last game of the season and their season is over.
And that's the other side of it that I'm looking at here. So the Eagles, when the Eagles played them last, which was October 29th, that game was 38-31. The Eagles won literally by a fucking touchdown.
Right.
And the Eagles are the same fucking record as us. So, I mean, anything could fucking happen. However,
that's football.
However, also, I've gone and I've been watching the Commanders games over the last couple weeks, and that team has fucking given up. Like, they haven't shown up fully to any of their games.
We've had some similar issues in Kansas City, but it's mostly the fucking receiving core.
So the Niners last weekend on the 31st, the Niners beat the Commanders 27-10.
That's not bad. That's a 17-point margin.
Well, the Commanders just are having a bad time, but the problem, this is why Joe's worried. This is exactly why Joe's worried.
I'm worried because they're on a 7-game losing streak and they're due for a fucking win. And we're not playing them in Dallas where we have a fucking perfect track record this season. So
the worst time to be a good football team is the last game of the season. That is the worst time to be a good football team because the teams that have nothing to lose will fucking eat your lunch just to fuck your playoff, just to fuck your playoff picture up.
Yeah.
Just to fuck your playoff picture up.
Mm.
They will eat your lunch. Fucking like here in Kansas City, fucking Mahomes is sitting today. So if you turn on the Kansas City game, you're not going to see Mahomes. We are going to get a good look at our backup quarterback. So we'll see how he does. Kelce will probably appear on your screen just long enough to get 16 yards. As soon as he gets 16 yards, he has 1,000 for the season. He's probably sitting after that. So ladies and gentlemen, like, don't be expecting to see Kansas City's fucking stars shining too bright today. But that's because we're already locked in. That's because we're already locked into our seed. So they can afford to win or lose today, and they don't care. So
now I will say I do kind of, you know, I'm watching the Niners right now closely. Obviously, they're number one seed. They've locked the fucking whole fucking conference, division, everything. Like, they're number one seed no matter what happens this week for them. They can sit their entire starting line and just throw their fucking secondary on the field and call it a day. However, I'm watching them closely in the playoffs because this past week, they lost fucking McCaffrey.
Yes, they did.
This has been
the year of the backup quarterback, and shit got really
wild. Well, McCaffrey's not their quarterback. McCaffrey's a receiver.
No, I know. But I was just saying, like, this is like, it's been the year of the backup quarterback, and then teams are losing. That's why people sit on the last game, on the last day of the season, if you're already locked in. That's why people sit.
Yeah.
They need a fucking break. Mm-hmm. They need the rest. The playoffs are fucking already happening, whether you win or lose. It's like one of those, but not every team can do that. Like Joe's team, not every team can do that.
Us and the Eagles, we have to play our starters this week. We don't have a choice because this week for both of us, it's coming down to these two games that are happening today.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Like, and, you know, where Jay's getting at with this is, you know, the Commanders can come in with the intention of we're going to fuck the Cowboys up. And then next thing you know, our entire starting line's fucking benched for the playoffs.
Yep. Or alternately, you lose like a seeding or two, possibly, depending on how whatever the outcomes of the other games are. You lose a seed or two, that could put you on the fucking road in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that can fucking literally put you on the road in the playoffs, and that is not where you want to. Like,
yeah,
I've already called it. I want everybody to fucking listen loud and clear. Kansas City is going to be playing on the road this year for the first time in Mahomes' career. Get ready to watch it. It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
Like, and that's the thing. Wait. Like for us, you know, we take number two. The only game we potentially will have to be on the road for if we take the number two seed is going to be the playoff.
NFC championship.
Like the championship game.
It would be the NFC championship. Yeah.
And the only way that happens is if the Niners win the championship game.
Yep. And that's only if – so. If the Niners lose, you would be hosting the NFC championship given that you made it all the way there. Like, yeah, that's, exactly. That's fucking
– so. You know, and for Dallas, getting home field advantage is a really big must for us. Like, if we're looking at our season record, taking that home field advantage in the playoffs is going to give us a big fucking hand up in the fucking playoffs. So, you know, I'm
hell yeah.
I'm interested to see how this week plays out. There's
it's gonna be fun
really
to watch.
The only games that really anybody needs to pay attention to if you're really interested in seeing what's going to fucking happen with the playoffs, Saints and the Bucks, their two games, and then the Eagles and the Cowboys, at least on the NFC side. That's where you want to keep your focus at, because those are the four teams that it's completely undecided who's clinching their division, who's going into the playoffs, who's getting, you know, what positioning. And then on the AFC side, I haven't paid much attention. I mean, obviously Chiefs have already taken it.
The Ravens lost last night and they didn't exactly look very stellar, but I think they were sitting some people too. So
yeah,
I think they were, they lost to the Steelers, but they were sitting everybody. So like they already have the one seed lock. We're here at DD214. We're very honest with ourselves and we believe in accountability. We're calling it. Most likely, it's probably going to be the fucking Baltimore Ravens and the fucking San Francisco 49ers, provided those two teams don't fuck up. Those two teams don't fuck up in the playoffs, that's probably who we're going to be watching in the Super Bowl. Now, if they do fuck up, you've got the fucking Eagles, the Cowboys, and then you have, let's see, on the AFC side, who the fuck else is it? It's, God damn it, after the Ravens and not the Chiefs. Who's number two after the Ravens?
Dolphins.
No. Who's number two? Who's the two seed right now? Because Chiefs locked in the three seed. Who's the fucking two seed?
Hold on.
You're good. You're
picture.
Good. See, Dolphins, Chiefs, Jaguars, and Browns.
The Jaguars. Yeah. But I don't think
so. Ravens are number one. Dolphins are two. Chiefs are three. Dolphins and Texans are number four right now.
It ain't going to be the Dolphins. No. It provided the Ravens don't fuck up, it's going to be the Ravens. If the Ravens fuck up, you guys are going to fucking hate our guts. Because
The Dolphins play the Bills today, and the Bills are in the hunt.
Yeah.
And if the Bills win, that puts the Bills in a fucking playoff spot. Because the Bills right now are 10-6 and the Dolphins are 11-5. The Bills beat the Dolphins.
The only reason the Chiefs aren't a two seed right now is because of ourselves. Like do not put any fucking money on the Miami Dolphins in the playoffs. That is my fucking advice to all you gambling addicts out there. Do not put any fucking money on the Dolphins in the playoffs. I don't care fucking how good you think they are right now. Yes, they have Tyreek Hill. They are not going anywhere in the playoffs. Do not put money on the fucking Dolphins.
So right now, it looks like 49ers, Cowboys, Lions, Eagles, and Rams are who have clinched a playoff spot. Whether it's wild card or actually playoff, the Bucks and Packers are in the hunt, And then on the bubble for NFC, Seahawks, Saints, Vikings, and Falcons, the bubble for the fucking AFC is the Jaguars.
It's like halfway. Yeah, I was going to say like fucking. Yeah, it's. I hate to say it, dude. If the Ravens take a shit in the playoffs, the world is going to fucking hate Kansas City as a football team, dude. Because like, I don't like. Ooh, it ain't going to be the Dolphins. I promise it ain't going to be the fucking Dolphins. I don't see Kansas City going to the Super Bowl. But if it's not the fucking Ravens, oh, I got some fucking bad news. I got some really bad fucking news.
Well, here's what I'm looking at. So if we're going off of the whole fucking logo fucking conspiracy.
Oh, are we fucking doing that again? Oh, come on. You know I don't get fucking superstitious, Joe. Come on. Now, what's it going to be? Who's it going to be, Joe? Who's it going to be?
So there's two potential outcomes. There is the 49ers Ravens, which is what we're all thinking. Or if the Ravens take a shit and the 49ers take a shit and the Vikings somehow end up in the wild card round, it could be the Chiefs and the fucking Vikings.
If it's the fucking Chiefs and the Vikings, that would be a rematch of Super Bowl four.
Yeah.
Fowler. How do you guys say that on the radio? Fowler.
And whether we
Fowler.
Up to now? What are we up to now? 70 something?
Oh fuck no, dude. No. Shh. No. We're in the 50s, dude. Chill.
Relax yourself. Oh
whoa,
shit.
Whoa. Yes, we're in the future. We're living in the future, bro, but we're not that far yet.
Hold on. 58. We're at 58.
Thank you.
So the last time the Vikings and the Chiefs played each other in a Super Bowl was 54 years ago.
Fowler. Super Bowl Fowler. And the Chiefs won. Minnesota's fucking been looking for revenge ever since.
The Vikings.
The fucking Vikings. Fucking Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a fucking potential. I don't see it fucking happening.
I don't either. I think the Chiefs are going to fucking have a really hard time. They're probably going to take the divisional. They will take the divisional fucking round, and then they're going to be on the fucking road, and I don't necessarily see them winning on the road. However, I also don't see the fucking Dolphins possibly making it past the first round. Like, I don't see the Dolphins fucking making it out of their first game. And if the Ravens also take a shit for some magical football related reason, if the Dolphins and the Ravens both take a shit, please don't hate me. Please don't hate me, because then it probably will be the fucking Chiefs again.
He told you so.
Not my fault. We fucking drafted a franchise QB, 2 Super Bowls in the last 4 years. Woo!
Shit. What do we got next? Is there any more football stuff?
No, we're basically games are starting in about 10 minutes. Games are starting in about 10 minutes.
No shit.
Our game here starts in about 3 hours. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll Oh, it's getting exciting, isn't it?
It's just a couple.
The games I'm watching today, like I don't have any of the.
This is the best time to be a football fan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be paying attention to scores for all the 1 o'clock games, but until 4:25 Eastern Standard Time, I will not be actually watching any football. Yeah, so until 4, I don't have any games I'm going to physically be putting on. And then at 4, it's going to be fucking game on. I'm going to start watching shit. Once we get off here, I'm going downstairs. I'm throwing everything into the fucking crock pot for chili. Oh. And then I'm going to get some fucking cleaning that needs to get done and be ready for fucking football.
Nah, that sounds like a fun day for you guys.
And then drinking a shit ton of fucking beer when the games come on.
Bet you won't do it. No balls.
Okay, if there's one thing you haven't, do you not understand the capabilities of my extremely swollen liver at this point?
Come see me in Kansas City, Joe, please. I love you. come see me in Kansas City. I have beer. We have beer and barbecue. Come see me, dude.
And I like fucking both. So I've got no qualms.
And weed now.
I want you two motherfucks to do a fucking episode of this show from right here in my fucking dark, dank ass fucking dungeon.
We've got to sound treat the fuck out of your basement.
We need a blueprint. We need
the
a blueprint
loud,
of your
house.
The furnace. It's not the furnace. It's the. It's
I can't
the walls.
Hear the fucking furnace. It's the echo.
The echo's loud. That's all it is. It's just the room echo. It's not. But you still sound great. You know what? You sound like you're about to start a concert choir for Jesus, like you're like in an empty church and you're that.
Sure.
It sounds like you're in an empty church, but we're gonna fix that. I mean, all you need to do is send us a blueprint of your.
I just need a picture of your fucking basement, and I will have some fucking shit to your house.
I got to
ASAP.
It's already studded. There's no I got to put sheetrock up. There's sheetrock, and then there's a couple of other things that I can do. There's just nothing in here right now.
Yeah.
So what I'm understanding is me and John come to fucking Missouri and we have a fucking sheetrocking party.
You know what?
Sound treat your fucking basement.
You know what? It's okay. It's that's already going to be done before you guys get here. Freaking, that's okay. I'm going to send you a picture.
We just need the blue.
Hey, put that shit up. I just sent it to the fucking group. You put that shit up. Don't you worry about Jay the Butcher, okay? Don't you fucking worry. All right? It's already going to be done before you guys get here.
Jay the Butcher.
John, please text me that fucking... Don't forget to text me that link to that game you wanted me to play. Like... And then I'm going to set my Xbox up today. And we did some retail therapy yesterday.
And, yeah.
It was actually kind of fun. Like, I'm not going to lie. It's been a while. It's been a while.
You got anything good?
Yeah, man. I got some records. I got a poster for my room. I bought a decorative piece for my living room. Because I need to, well, I'm an adult now and apparently a property owner. So I have to decorate appropriately in the common areas, like an adult would, which is boring, but it is what it is.
Not like you could put, you know, posters of naked ladies up in the fucking.
That's common area. I literally have a nude. Well, you guys have seen it. It's in the basement. You've seen pictures of my basement, you know, before. It's a nude. It's actually a really, really cool picture. And it's the title is literally "She Only Loves Me When I'm Drunk." Or no, "She Only Loves Me When She's Drunk." Excuse me. "She Only Loves Me When She's Drunk." And like, but it's a nude. It's a watercolor of a woman from behind, and she's nude, but she's in her right hand she has a fifth of Jack Daniels. And she only loves me when she's drunk, right? But yeah, that's not going in my fucking living room. It has to go in my bedroom now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, that's not appropriate for, you know, just having guests over or, you know, inviting people over for dinner and doing the whole whatever. It's like, you know, I have kids, so they're going to have, you know, sleepovers with their friends and stuff from time to time. And it's like, yeah, a lot of my art is not appropriate. So... Mm-hmm. I've got a basement. Well, I've got a basement.
I know a guy that makes that kind of art for you too.
John, you like artificial intelligence. I don't want to hear it.
I'm not talking about shit that I'm making.
Uh huh.
There's this dude. He used to be in this band called Junta. Okay. He's a sculpture artist.
That's dope.
I think he's on like a drug. He's always on like some type of drug making the sculptures too or something like that. I don't know.
That the one I just sent, that's the decorative piece I got. I think you both will find it very Jay. But that will be that is in the living room right now, on top of one of my bookcases.
That's like, cause you guys know I have the Kramer in my living room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm and that's I guess that's the cool part about being able to choose how you decorate, right? I've already got a couple of things in the dining room. Oh, I bought a fucking Elvis calendar. So that's next to the back door right now. I have an Elvis account.
The king.
Fucking 2024, dude. Like, it's going to be a whole honk of burning love, baby. Whole honk of burning love. Like, I'll tell you what. Hey, roll that beautiful bean footage. I want you guys to see. I want everybody to see this real quick. Because it is very Jay. It is extremely Jay. Like, that's like that's exactly what you would expect me to get. And you're not wrong, because that's exactly what I got. You know what I mean? As a decorative piece. You know what I mean?
What footage are you talking about?
The picture I just sent to the group chat. Sorry. Well,
Jay, that's not footage.
It was
a photo. Footage means it's a video.
Do you guys not remember the Bush's Bean commercials, dude? Roll the beautiful bean footage. Jesus Christ, dude.
But that was footage.
That was actual fucking video footage.
You fucking pedantic motherfuckers, dude. You pedantic motherfuckers. Just tell me I have good taste, please. Just tell me you love me.
It's great taste, but they're it's two different things, Jay.
It was a joke from the commercial, like you know, in the 90s when we were kids. And like, it has nothing to do with whether or not it's actual footage. I hate you. I hate both of you.
And you know, Jay's gonna hate the guy when someone walks to his house to see that. Like, oh, it's a little early for Halloween. And Jay's gonna be like, that's not Halloween, motherfucker.
Every day is fucking Halloween for me, motherfuckers. All right, like,
but is it always Halloween or is it always Day of the Dead?
You tell me. We're all just living. I'm just living in the spirit world with everybody else, dude. Like, I got to deal with fucking alive assholes and dead assholes all the time. I'm just fucking inhabiting two worlds at once, and it is what it is, right? It is what it is. So, John, have you seen any good wrestling lately? Have you been watching anything lately? Honestly,
as far as any kind of sports, no. The only thing in wrestling that I've been watching is Max Caster's disses in AEW, and they're fucking hilarious.
Okay.
I actually have a pretty cool clip that I saw actually this morning while I was taking my morning shit, getting ready to shower before the podcast.
Can we show it?
I didn't save it. I fucking forgot to save it. But at a live episode of Raw this week, there was a dude there with a sign asking Cody Rhodes to be his best man at his fucking wedding in the front row. And Cody Rhodes responded with, "Sure, let me know the date and time and I'll be there."
Oh, shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is fucking awesome, dude.
That's cheesy.
No, fuck that, bro. Dude, that is the beauty and the greatness of fucking professional wrestling, dude. That's why we do this show, right? It's the exact, like, we go kayfabe for fucking like an hour and a half, you know, like not quite the entire time, but ish, you know. That is the beauty and greatness of it. And how much you want to bet money? Bet fucking money he'll do it. Like, he's going to do it.
Oh, he'll do it. He has to do it now. He said yes.
That reminds me of like the good old days, dude. Like, that's the good old days of wrestling right there.
What kind of heel move would it be if Cody Rhodes just not showed up and kept the ring?
If he no-showed a wedding? honestly, like, I legitimately believe, especially because it's Cody Rhodes. Like, who's his fucking dad? Who's his dad?
Listen, we all know who his fucking dad is, but the tattoo. I mean,
Who's his fucking grandpa? Who's his fucking grandpa?
I mean, the thing is, like, you've got your down-to-earth wrestlers, and Cody Rhodes is definitely, I'm not sure if anybody watched the documentary that they released, the American Nightmare documentary that he did. Fucking amazing. That. And in his whole story from childhood up through going into fucking WWE to leaving WWE to co-founding AEW to leaving AEW and coming back to WWE, like, he's been through a fucking lot. And one of my favorite parts,
wrestling as a career,
yeah,
is no
one fucking of my favorite parts. One of my favorite parts of his entire career, and this is because I've been watching Arrow, the CW show Arrow. I've been rewatching it. I'm almost done. And when he was going through the Stardust story arc in WWE before he left, he actually guest appeared on Arrow as a big time drug dealer.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And that. The drug he was fucking
pushing
was called Stardust. And that was when he was the Stardust character on WWE.
Yeah, dude.
I hated that. And I used to really like that show too, Arrow. It used to be so damn good.
Well, and the funny part is, like, during that time that he was on Arrow, in the WWE universe even, him and Stephen Amell had a beef in the ring too. Like, yeah. Amell, who plays Oliver Queen, came into WWE and, like, wrestled him at one point.
That's like when Zeus came into the WWF to wrestle Hulk Hogan when they made that movie.
Yeah.
Suburban Commando. God fucking damn it. What the fuck was the name of that goddamn Hulk? No Holds Barred.
Yep. They do that a lot. I mean, they do a lot of those celebrity crossovers in WWE to promote things that are happening on TV or in the movies and shit. And it's cool. I mean, you know, it's sports entertainment. You get what you get with it. I enjoy it still. My fiance thinks I'm a fucking kid for fucking enjoying something that I enjoy. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. I get it. It's not real. However, it's fun to watch. It's fun to follow the fucking characters on screen. It's fictional. I get that. But it is enjoyable to me. And that's all that fucking matters.
I can't believe I remember this stupid ass movie, Suburban Commando. My God.
I was thinking of Zeus, and it's No Holds Barred, but I said Suburban Commando because that was like, I'm getting fucking old. Like,
but yeah,
Commando, and I'm like, he just said Suburban Commando. I was like, oh my God,
dude. Like, you know what? One of the things I love the most about professional wrestling, especially as a entertainment, whatever, is people that are good on the mic. You know what I mean? Like when they,
oh yeah.
Especially, and you know, growing up in the fucking, I was a child of the 80s. Okay. And I was well into my teens in the 90s. Right. So like I'm a child of the 80s, and the way they used to talk in the 80s, man, it's, you can see fucking flashes and fucking glimmers of it to this day, but it was just a little different back then. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Mic work was totally different back then. And you
had to be good on the mic. You had to be.
Yeah. And now, you know, there are some wrestlers, and the new generation of wrestlers are starting to go back towards that, because the older generation is who's, you know, running the fucking training camps and running the developmental programs. So they're, you know, they're teaching the fucking mic, and they're teaching how to fucking use the mic and entertain the crowd just with a fucking mic in their hand, and not just by, you know, dropping elbows and fucking flying off ropes. Right. And there was a giant chunk in the early 2000s where most of it was just what was happening in the ring. There was no actual mic work involved. And now we're getting back to that in the new generation of WWE. We're getting back to that because we've got all these superstars and wrestlers that are being trained by that older generation.
It's a great time to be alive. And you know, you talk about like a Cody fucking Rhodes. I have no doubt in my mind he literally will fucking do that. And that is like the greatness of wrestling.
He'll do it.
His promos are fucking amazing.
That dude, well, his fucking dad is Dustin Rhodes.
No, his brother's Dustin. His
brother's Dustin. His dad is Dusty.
His dad is, excuse me, his dad is the fucking American Dream. His dad's the American Dream. Like, literally, like, the man. Like, Dusty Rhodes was, like, the quintessential, like, blue-collar professional wrestler. You know, like, when I was growing up, you know, he had a run in WWF when I was a kid and going into the early 90s. But all of his greatness was like preceded his time in the WWF, what used to be the WWF. And when you go back and watch some of that guy's fucking promos, dude, like, God damn it, dude. Like, how do you not get pumped up?
The cream rises to the top.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you got Ric Flair talking about styling, profiling, fucking wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, fucking gold watch wearing, fucking like
now, kiss, Hogan stealing. And Macho Man on mushrooms talk about some other shit.
Oh my God, dude. Like, you had to have it back in those days. Hulk Hogan talking about fucking saying prayers and training and eating your vitamins. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, you had to have it in those days.
I'll say one of my least favorite wrestlers right now, and, you know, it might get me fucking canceled on the internet. Fucking Roman Reigns. The fucking head of the table.
He's fucking great.
He has no mic presence. He lets Paul Heyman handle everything.
It's gotten better since he's gotten more natural with how he speaks. Because before, it sounded like that he was scripted a lot. But now it's come to a point where he definitely was. And he probably still is now. But now he's a little more natural with it. He's more himself.
Well, that
helps him.
That whole, the whole like, real life scenario that occurred, you know, like, added a lot to that.
And I think that's where people...
Well, he started turning into like the next version of John Cena. It's like fucking potato salad. And the WWE was turning him into fucking potato salad. And it was like, and that was not his fault. And now that he's overcome a lot of stuff, like in real life and on the outside, people are actually like, oh yeah, this dude's actually really fucking cool. And if you just let him be kind of himself, kind of like the Attitude Era. Kind of like the added, you know, they let the fucking wrestlers just kind of be.
Let them be yourselves, yeah.
Just be a little bit, a lot more closer to what you would be like in real life.
That's
like,
why.
Which, by the way, like, I love, like, what The Undertaker turned into was just The Undertaker, like, yeah, with attitude. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, yeah, so like, I don't want to mess with Mark Calloway, dude. Yeah, I ain't fucking Mark Calloway,
I bet you guys could never guess who my favorite wrestler is.
All time?
Of all time.
Oh,
and it's one that not a lot of people choose.
Who's yours?
It's X-Pac.
No way, really? That's awesome.
The 1-2-3.
Tell me why. I'm really I remember the 1-2. Do you remember the Lightning Kid in USWA? Yeah. In USWA. Yeah.
So first off, the dude was wrestling super young. He was
way young.
He was wrestling big dudes, and he was not only making himself look good, but making them look good at the same time.
He took bumps like a champ, dude.
Yeah,
he took bumps.
Also,
like a champ.
He also never went out of his way to sell out himself or his character to be a big time, like, you know, oh, I'm the
whatever
big badass shit. Like, he wasn't pushed down our throats. He was part of the two biggest factions in wrestling.
Fucking Degeneration X and
NWO.
He was an NWO, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Oh my fucking God. I totally like, yep, you're right.
You know, and he's a former European champ. He's only won like two. He's a former multi-time tag team champion and a European champion. That's it. You know, simple guy.
Hard worker.
Yeah.
Hard worker.
And he's the type of guy. He helped me realize the whole notion of don't meet your heroes.
Agree. You know? Hard agree. I know exactly where that's coming from. And that's like if anybody in whatever fucking era fucking decides to go back and like rewatch like our entire fucking, you know, history of this podcast, we love you, but don't meet your heroes, dude. Don't meet your heroes.
Seriously.
Like we love you, but we're good too. We're good too. Like, God damn it. Joe, favorite wrestler. You're on the spot now. And I swear I'll go, but like, John, you've really put me on the spot. So like, my brain's ticking. Joe, who you got? All time.
Daniel Bryan. So
it's a great choice.
Obviously not old school, not new school. He's that, you know, middle age in the crossroads, but for me, Daniel Bryan, just because of the underdog story that he, you know, went through while he was at WWE, you know, the trials. Yeah. The trials and everything he fucking had to go through during his career in WWE. And then now looking at where he's at.
When he was in Ring of Honor, he had such a good run too.
Oh my mm-hmm. God.
Like great run in ROH. He's at, you know, and now even in AEW, he's, you know, doing his fucking thing.
Well, he's corporate now. He doesn't even wrestle anymore, right?
I think I'm just going to fucking subscribe to Peacock today because, yeah, you guys are making me very nostalgic. Like, very nostalgic.
Like, just shoot me a private message. I'll give you the fucking login.
There he goes, being weird again.
Oh, no way. Jay being weird? No fucking way. Not
tomorrow. Today. Today. But gonna be domestic if I don't get paid.
Because that's actually funny enough, Jay. That's the only reason why I pay for Peacock is so I can fucking watch wrestling stuff.
I fucking love you so much, dude. Like, you have no idea. Like, you great minds think alike, right? Are you guys ready for mine? Like, no shit. And I want to preface this. This was not my favorite wrestler of all time, and I'll tell you who the other one is. For the longest time, this was not my favorite wrestler. But over the last, like, let's say the last like 7 or 8 years, and the twists and turns that my life took, and watching this guy and some of the documentaries that have come out on him, I was like, ooh, oh, right in the heart. Like, oh yeah, it's fucking Ric Flair, dude.
Mm.
It's fucking Ric Flair. And the number two and the one that traditionally has been my favorite of all time was Mick Foley.
Oh.
So it was it has always been Mick Foley. It has only been in recent years that little like greatest of all time in my brain for me has flipped. And it's because Flair has just been through the fucking ringer. But he also intentionally, very intentionally put himself through the ringer.
Yeah.
Like he sold his soul to professional wrestling. And I started identifying with him because of how I approached serving in the army. It was like, you're in fucking hook, line, and sinker. You're in hook, line, and sinker. You might as well just fucking sell your soul. So like, what are you actually scared of? You know, and Ric Flair approached professional wrestling with that amount of motivation and tenacity. And to me, that like, and his backstory and his personal life and all the train wrecks, like it's like looking in a fucking mirror. Mm-hmm. Like if I somehow survive to like live in my 70s, it's going to be like Ric Flair. You know what I mean? It's hard to admit. It's hard to admit sometimes that sometimes you create your own freaking world that you inhabit and live in. And if you're not honest with yourself, that can create a lot of problems. If you're honest with yourself, at least you know exactly what the fuck you're doing and exactly what the fuck you're gonna get. And yeah. Ric Flair, at great emotional fucking like damage, is not afraid to look in the mirror. And I can identify with that. And that's exactly the same with Mick Foley. And Mick Foley is so fucking wholesome and so fucking good. He's kind of like the fucking yang to fucking Ric Flair's yin. You know what I mean? Ric Flair sold his soul. Fucking Mick Foley sold his soul. But two fucking vastly different stories and experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, guys, like, you want to talk about identifying with hard times, right? John, you want to talk about some hard times? You want to tell me what? Say it again.
I'm ready to hear it.
Oh, dude.
I'm ready.
I already know you know about hard times, John.
I do.
You know what it's like living homeless, sleeping on the streets, trying to raise a family, not knowing where the fuck the next day's fucking food's coming from. That's hard times. That single mom fucking living down the street from us right now, working three jobs for fucking three or four kids. That's hard times. When you're sending your kid to school and their shoes are flopping around because the goddamn fucking soles are wearing off, that's hard times. You're still going to make it though, aren't you? You're still going to fucking make it. You're still going to fucking pull yourself up. You are still going to get out of fucking bed, even in hard times, because that's what the fuck we do. We don't ever fucking bend the knee. You can cry it out. You can fucking have it out. You can fucking yell at the fucking sky and be mad at fucking everything and anything that is holy or unholy on this earth. But what you won't do is let yourself fall during hard times. That's exactly why we're here, because we love you. We love you. We've been through hard times. Some of us are going through hard times right now. There might come a day where you do lose everything, where it seems like there is no fucking possible way the bottom could drop out any fucking farther. And that is exactly why we're here. We are here to get you through the hard times, because that's what we do. We survive them. We survive them 168 hours at a motherfucking time. One day, 1 minute, 1 second at a time, we get through the hard times. And when you're at the bottom of that motherfucking barrel, you reach your fucking heart with everything you have. Reach your hand up. We will grab you and we will pull you up and get you through the hard times. There is nothing you can't do on this earth. All you got to do is keep breathing. The only secret to life is living to see another day. You can make it through the hard times. We will be here for you. We are here together. We're a tribe, a brother, and sisterhood. We will not leave you behind in hard times. If you guys ever, ever, ever need to reach out, you can reach any one of us, just like Cody Rhodes, and we will help you get through the hard times. If you're having a bad day and you just need to freaking like get it out, there's numbers you can call. You call your friends, call your family. If nobody's answering and you just got to get something out, you call 988. They'll get you through the hard times. You can also dial 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. Goes to the same place. They have licensed behavioral health specialists ready to take your call. Get it out. We need you here. We are losing too many. I don't really like bringing up my personal shit. I lost another one freaking on New Year's Eve. Due to timing and dates, I'm not going to be able to make it to say goodbye. That's hard times. We lose too many. We're here for you. We love you. We are going to be here next fucking week in 168 hours. And we expect to see you right here in formation, right alongside us, where we will be alongside you all the way through hard times. We love you. Joe, John, I love you guys. Put that in your fucking best of.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Love you guys very, very much. Enjoy football today, guys. Happy New Year.
Hell yeah. See you on the 14th.